Welcome to SCOTUSCast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and the decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions are those of the speaker.
Hello, and welcome to SCOTUSCast. I'm your host, Kyle Hammerness, on behalf of the Faculty Division of the Federalist Society. We are here today to discuss Federal Bureau of Investigation versus FICRE, in which the Supreme Court issued a 9-0 decision on March 19th, 2024. It is my honor to introduce our guest today, Joseph Davis. Joe is legal counsel at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. His work at Beckett has included appellate litigation in both federal and state courts, including representing government entities sued because of their openness to religious expression, and working on cases involving Native American use of sacred sites and discrimination against religious entities and government programs. And with that, I'd like to turn things over to our guest to discuss the overview of the case and the court's decision.
Sure, happy to, and thanks for having me. So this is a case brought by Jonas Fikre. Jonas Fikre is a U.S. citizen who was placed on the no-fly list. He claims for improper reasons. He said it was because of his religious beliefs. He was asked a lot of questions about the mosque that he attended and his activities there before he was placed on the no-fly list. But the case actually isn't about that issue, that merits issue of whether he was properly placed on the no-fly list or not. It's about mootness, which is the Article III doctrine that says, you know, when events in the real world overtake events in the courtroom, the case can go away. The court can lose its jurisdiction because the plaintiff has already gotten everything that he wanted when he filed. And the reason the case is about mootness is because before Mr. Fikre could litigate his case to judgment, the government took him off the no-fly list. And it said, you're now off the no-fly list, so the case is moot. The Ninth Circuit rejected that argument, held that the case was still live, and the Supreme Court, in the opinion that we're here to discuss, affirmed the Ninth Circuit, said the case was not moot. And it did that under a doctrine called voluntary cessation. And voluntary cessation is the rule that ordinarily a defendant just stopping whatever it was sued over, voluntarily ceasing to do what it was sued over in the first place, doesn't render the case moot. Because if it did, then the defendant could be strategic about that. It could stop its conduct every time it sued, get the case dismissed as moot, and then pick it back up and do whatever the illegal thing that it was allegedly doing before was. So this opinion is a vigorous application of that voluntary cessation doctrine, and it says that because of the voluntary cessation doctrine, Mr. Fikre's case was not moot.
Right. So I guess with that, if you could dive a little bit more into Gorsuch's opinion, some of his reasoning, anything that really, stuck out to you as well, and give us your thoughts on that.
Sure. Yeah. So like you said, Justice Gorsuch wrote the opinion for the court. It is a unanimous opinion for the court, 9-0. And like I was saying earlier, it's really an emphatic reaffirmation of the voluntary cessation doctrine, because what the court does is it underscores that this is actually a very high burden for the defendant. It's very hard to show voluntary cessation. You've got to prove that it's absolutely clear that whatever conduct you were sued over is not reasonably likely to recur going forward. Unless you can make that showing, then voluntary cessation does not moot the case. And there's a couple of really important aspects of the way the court applies that rule here. So first it says this is a heavy burden, and that's true whether the defendant is a government defendant or a private defendant. And that's important because one of the things that the government was arguing in this case was sort of, you should give us the benefit of the doubt. Like, we're the government, you can trust us. There's a presumption of regularity for things that we do. And so you shouldn't presume that we're acting strategically whenever we stop something we're sued over. You should give us the benefit of the doubt. The court rejects that. It says same high burden applies to government defendants as to private defendants. And then I think the court's application of the doctrine here also shows how strong it is, because the government, you know, in fairness, didn't just say, you know, take our word for it, we're not going to put him back on the list. They said they actually had a declaration under oath from a government official who said, based on the information currently available to it, Mr. Fikre would not be placed back on the no-fly list. And the court said that wasn't enough because the court didn't know why he was put on the list in the first place. And so it couldn't tell whether the things that he was doing originally that got him placed on the list, whether those, you know, could recur and therefore he could be placed on the list again in the future. So it's really a vigorous application of the doctrine that's likely to be important for lots of cases going forward.
Great. And I did notice that there is a short concurrence. Can you go into that a little bit? And maybe some ramifications from the opinion as a whole?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a very short concurrence from Justices Kavanaugh and Alito. I think Alito wrote the opinion. And it basically says we agree with everything the court says. We just want to underscore in this particular type of case, like a no-fly list sort of dispute or a national security dispute, the government doesn't necessarily have to put on classified information in order to carry its burden. That's how Justices Alito and Kavanaugh understood the majority opinion. So I'm not sure there's a lot of dispute about that in the majority opinion. It's just sort of a clarification of how two of the justices who joined it viewed what they joined. In terms of implications of the opinion going forward, yeah, that point about government defendants and private defendants, there's actually a number of cases from lower courts that have drawn that sort of distinction. And they've said, you know, a private defendant, it's a very high burden to show voluntary cessation. But for government defendants, we're actually going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They're public servants. They're likely not acting strategically. And so it's easier for them to show that a case is moot. I think that view was already wrong, even before FICRE. The Supreme Court had never said anything like that. It had routinely applied the same high burden to government defendants as to private defendants. And the argument really doesn't make any sense on its face, right? Actually, government defendants have quite a lot of incentive to engage in sort of strategic efforts at mootness. They're repeat litigants. They get sued all the time. So they have a lot of interest in sort of picking and choosing which cases they'll litigate and which they want to go away. So my firm, the Beckett Fund, we do prisoner religious liberty litigation sometimes. And something we've seen is that, you know, in a pro se case, in a counseled case, sometimes the prison wants to moot it. They want to voluntarily cease their conduct so the case doesn't go to judgment. In a pro se case, they'll then litigate it to judgment and try to get whatever precedent they want, right? Another thing is that often when you're suing the government, those are exactly the kinds of cases where the public has a very strong interest in what the law is and getting to a result that informs the law going forward. And so it really makes no sense to make it easier for government defendants to moot cases than for private defendants. So it was a bad argument already. And I think it's clearly, you know, those cases are bad law now because FICRE quite explicitly says it's the same standard for government defendants and private defendants. So that's a good thing, you know, that's a good thing for Mr. Fikre who gets to litigate his case, but it's a very good thing for any plaintiff asserting constitutional rights. It's now hard for the government to make those cases go away. And so constitutional rights can be vindicated more readily.
Right. And I guess I'll just end with, do you have any concluding thoughts on the case as a whole or anything like that?
Yeah, no, I think it's an important reaffirmation of the voluntary cessation doctrine. And in a context where, you know, it might have been easy to imagine, you know, the facts making bad law here, right? Where this national security context could have led the court to sort of squish the standard and make it a little easier to satisfy. The court resisted any temptation in that direction and really reaffirmed the voluntary cessation doctrine. So I think it's an important opinion and could have a lot of ramifications going forward.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Joe. It was great having you on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers. Founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental power is essential to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's FEDSOC.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.